Good Day program with the voice of Roberta Fasanelli, the voice of Jennifer Horn, the voice of Rich McFadden, and the voice of Doug Steffen. After a miracle, I always love these.
Those
stories.
Are all the voices I'm hearing in my head.
Those are the voices you're hearing in your head. Richie, media at its best. You're using your imagination. I like that part of our media, which without a television camera requires that you use your imagination. What a wonderful idea. What a concept. Using your mind. It's amazing. Yesterday, Rich and I last night, actually, I woke Rich up.
No, you didn't.
That sounded like you were...
Yes, you did.
The kids were just going to sleep, so I was talking softly.
Very softly.
Yes. I didn't want to wake the kids up. They were just slumbering off.
No. All right. Well, I called Richie last night. We were working through some of the things that we needed to do for today. And I was talking in my normal voice. So he said, huh? What happened? Because yesterday I didn't have a voice.
Yeah.
And what I told you happened on Tuesday night when I was flying back to Los Angeles from Boston, I started sneezing in the plane. And after I sneezed, I actually taken a nap. I woke up and I didn't have a voice. My voice was pretty much gone. So yesterday through the day, you had some real elements of my voice yesterday morning, but they weren't great. And then yesterday I did my usual routine through the day, and last night I stopped at an REI store to pick up some finger shoes. Have you ever seen those finger shoes?
I have,
Ew, you got those?
I did.
Why would
those
you want
those? Those are so
dumb
looking.
Because I have a bad toe with its way out of alignment, and the chiropractor said, get a pair of these shoes, they'll fix it fine.
Wow.
So I went into the store, and I wasn't in the store 40 seconds, and I started sneezing and sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. When I was done sneezing, I could talk. So I lost my voice after I'd sneezed the night before. I started sneezing last night.
Came back.
And when I finished sneezing, my voice was as it is right now.
There you go.
Normal. Wasn't that amazing? It really is kind of amazing.
Cleared itself out.
What do you make of that, Roberta?
Incredible.
Magic.
She's overwhelmed, I can see.
Roberta.
I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to Roberta's deal. What do we have from the Queen of Cheap later today, baby cakes?
We have a Baja Fresh Taco coupon for you.
Ooh.
We have Procter & Gamble's going to give you $15, and we're going to tell you how you can go about doing it. And you can get a live reading of Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. It's all on the Queen of Cheap.
That comes to the movie theaters next, not this Saturday, next Saturday, The Lorax.
That's right.
March 2nd, I think.
My daughter wants to do
this. Yeah. It's kind of... Danny, what do you call it? DeVito is the voice of The Lorax.
Mm-hmm.
What is
that?
I don't know that Dr.
Zac Efron and Taylor Swift. It's a story of all the trees being mulled down to make sweaters, and then there are no more trees, but The Lorax keeps one seed. And then they replant the forest.
I mean, it is kind of a little messy.
Right. Yeah.
It is a little messy.
I'll give it a pass because it's a classic Dr. Seuss. And it's, I think it was Dr. Seuss book, not Dr. Seuss, one of the other writers' book.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway,
it is one of the other
We get that deal. Jennifer will have television updates for us, including what stories to listen for, Jen.
A new rumor on a judge for the X Factor.
Really?
Let me just say, hit me, baby, one more time is the clue.
One more time,
And
Britney Spears?
I'll tell you in a little bit.
No, I was trying to impress you that I knew that
song. I'm impressed.
Yeah, okay.
And then also, good news for Conan O'Brien. I'll tell you what he's happy about today. And a renewal for the 19th season of a reality show.
So there's that.
Wow.
And also, speaking of deals, I went last night. I was on my way back from the chiropractor. And I'm driving down Ocean Park. You'll appreciate this, Jennifer. Only, not necessarily the story is for everybody, but where it is. Ocean Park has, it's like a lot of streets in Los Angeles. It starts in a bad part of town and ends up in a good part of town.
In a beautiful area.
Yeah. So I'm about halfway across it. And I go by this, I've never seen this store before. And I've been up and down the street hundreds of times. Because the original house that I had was in Ocean Park. So it's Bob's Supermarket. Bob's.
I've never heard of it.
Supermarket. I never heard of it either.
Hello, my name is Bob.
Bob's B-O-B Supermarket.
Bob. Wow.
Yeah. So
is it
I turn
a big
around.
Supermarket?
And I know, was it a big supermarket?
Mm-hmm. Or a little?
No.
One?
No, it's a little. It's kind of a family grocery store. So I go, I turn around, I go back and park and go inside. And the people are extraordinarily friendly. the prices, I bought some fruit in there. You know what you're paying now for those little buckets, the pint-sized bucket of blueberries or strawberries or raspberries? $2.99 at Bob's.
Wow.
That's what I thought, Richie. $4 or $5 for these things. You go down to the market, the Santa Monica Farmers Market, pay $4 anyway for these things, and sometimes more. So $2.99 for all of the fruit. And I'm going to pick out a few other things that I wanted, some juices and stuff like that. And when I was all done, I would have, if I had gone to the Whole Foods store and bought all this stuff, I would have spent $200.
Mm-hmm.
$118.
Wow.
And I'm used to spending $200-$300 when you go to the store for maybe 10 days worth of stuff for basically Charlotte and me, or maybe somebody else that drops in. But what I buy mostly is fruit and fresh preservatives. And so it was really, I was astonished and pleasantly surprised. It was a nice little store, and it just goes to show you, as is only one I've ever seen, some guy, a little entrepreneur, opens up this store in an area where there's lots of foot traffic because it's near one of the high schools, and and the people in there are nice, conversational. The clients are talking to the people. Obviously, they have a lot of local, you know, because that's about Los Angeles, is all local. Mm-hmm. The neighborhoods, every inch of space there is in Los Angeles has a house on it. So you can put up a store, no matter what it is, any place, and you're going to get some foot traffic. And that's basically what goes on in this store. That was very cute and very refreshing.
Now you have a new place to go.
Yeah.
You know, near us, we have the Harris Teeter Gourmet Store.
Yeah.
We have a Safeway Gourmet mm-hmm. Store. We have a Giant. It's not a gourmet store, but it's a Giant. It's a nice big one.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Wegmans Gourmet Store.
All expensive.
We have a, what used to be Food Line. We have a Bloom, not a gourmet store. And we have a Whole Foods. Right. We have a Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's would be the cheapest of all of those, I'm betting.
And that one's probably the farthest out. It'd probably take me 10 minutes to get to Trader Joe's. But within my, within a 5-minute radius, I can get to any one of these grocery stores.
Grocery store.
Not one little kind of offshoot. Not one Bob's.
That's what I like about Santa Monica. There's a dozen of them. If you go over to Main Street near Phil Lempert's office, matter of fact, right across the street from it, there's a little Whole Foods market that you wouldn't, unless you were looking for it, excuse me, you wouldn't find it. Foot traffic like you wouldn't believe. Thing is, though, it's very expensive because it's in downtown Santa Monica where everything is very expensive.
Right.
But there's a lot of great quality stuff in there. It's just expensive. What Bob had was good quality stuff at the right price, which is how a lot of the stores, like TJ Maxx, that's how they started. Marshall's started like that. And Target sort of stole a lot of the thunder from some of them. But yet, and I don't think the quality in Target is quite as good as...
I would venture to say over the next 5 to 10 years, you may see a lot more Bob's.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah.
Because of the, the locavore movement.
Yes, that's it. And you see what the government is doing in the name of the big store. You can see it this week. Everywhere you turn, there's a story about raw milk. Every place you turn this week, there's a story in USA Today, there's online, the CDC, this guy gets shut down, that guy gets shut down, because Ron Paul and a dozen other Democrats and Republicans have introduced, Roberta sent me this story, and about a dozen other people who know me sent me all these stories about raw milk and this, that, and the other thing. First of all, the study that you're, if you read the story about the study, you may or may not know that the data is 6 years old. The data goes back to 2006, a study from 1999 to 2006. In 6 years, that whole business has been revolutionized and changed 180 degrees from what it was. That's number one. Number two, Rod Paul and other people who are understanding what the desire is on the part of many of you to choice out your food. I want to be able to get what I want to get. And I take the responsibility for what happens. I don't care about what the government says. So Ron Paul's introduced a bill. Actually, he didn't introduce it. He's supporting it. Somebody from, I think Wisconsin, introduced the bill to allow the sale of raw milk across state lines. Why should you be able to get raw milk? You live next door. Let's say, where is a perfect example of this? but I don't know, New York. Albany, New York is 4 miles from the Massachusetts border. So somebody on the Massachusetts side that's doing raw milk that wants to sell to somebody in Albany who wants to buy the milk can't do it because they go across the state line. Whereas someone who's in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, can sell milk to somebody in Boston or vice versa, has 140 miles from one city to the other. Does that make any sense to anybody at all? It's just this, the gang up at the moment, it's so transparent. It's amazing how foolish or stupid they think you are. This bill, I think it's House 1809. You can check it out, Richie, if you want. I'm not sure what the... I think it's 1809. That's been introduced. It's gaining momentum. So in order to knock it down, the CDC and the FDA go to town benefiting their pals, the big milk producers, by trying to tell you how bad raw milk is. But they haven't got any late data that's bad, so they go back to 2006 to give you the data that came from a study that was done, again, 6 years ago. So of what value is that other than to try to knock down your interest in whether it's raw milk or anything else? Richie just said the perfect thing. There are all these big grocery store chains, and they're all taking care of the big suppliers, and they want big money, and yet you have these little guys, as you said, Richie, the Bobs of the world are going to come out of the woodwork because people are fed up to hear with this nonsense. And God bless them. Good luck to them. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Moms, it's a reality show. The
baby, I love you. Ooh, baby, I need you. Ooh, baby, I want you. You know that I need you. Baby, I need you. Baby, I love you. Yeah.
Last night's American Idol.
Baby,
what happened to the American Idol sound, Richie? Did you get rid of that?
I wanted to start her singing.
Oh, did you?
You want the sound?
Only to drown her out because I think she's terrible. She got let go by the judges for final appearance.
I thought it was okay for you. I think I've seen you better. Like, maybe you were a bit nervous when you came out. Just always loosen up. We're your friends, kind of.
I feel a little lopsided right now. I've gotten comments all over the spectrum from the judges. I don't really know where I stand. Yeah. I just want to get this over with. I want the band-aid to be ripped
off. I think that's the spirit that people are lost in. They want to get this over.
Welcome to the party.
Hey, I like this party.
Well, you've had an amazing journey on the show. As we sit here and we try and pick the top 24, it's about being the best of the best of the best. We're looking for the cream of the crop talent that we found to put in front of America.
After this moment, it's not up to us. It's up to America.
This is it. What do you think of Jen Hirsch, Stephen?
Not easy.
What?
It's not easy.
I gotta tell you.
Come on.
No. I hate when they do that.
I'm tinkling in my pants over here.
Jenny made it better.
Why do they do that? It's so ridiculous.
So dramatic.
All right, so then apparently yesterday or the other day, Ellen was talking a little bit of American Idol. Let's see what she had to say.
Let's talk about American Idol, okay?
Okay.
Because I really think that is, you have added so much to that show, and I know
you.
How hard it is to do. It's,
thank you.
You think it's going to be fun, and then you're like, oh my God, I have to say something every single time.
I know. It does get like that a little bit. I do have fun with it, though, and that's like the main thing you always have to remember. Like me and Randy and Steven, when we're backstage, we're always like, right before we go out with Ryan, we're like, have fun. And then we, you know, kind of always have to remind ourselves of that, because you're right. There's so much. How many times can you say, you know, you sound good?
Right.
You know, it just gets
to find a new way to say that.
To find new things about each performer each time, which,
yeah,
you know, is. It's good because it kind of helps you grow as a performer, too, because you're kind of super analyzing every single little thing they do.
Don't you find that there's a lot of really good singers out there? Like, even this year, I'm like,
a ton.
Super really good singers.
It's crazy.
And it's almost sad because it takes so, it's more than just being a good singer.
It's so much more than being a good singer. There's a whole package thing that goes with it. And that's not just about looks either. You know what I mean? There's a vibe. There's a style. There's a point of view.
Yeah.
You know, artists have a real message most of the time. They have something that they want to tell the world. That's something that they want to say. Some of them can write. Some of them can't. You know, some of them play an instrument. So there's a whole bunch of things that go along with it.
Do you think you have seen you think you know who the winner is?
No.
Or at least like the top 10?
No. No, it's hard this year. We have like, there's just so many talented people. There's so many. I just feel it can go any way because there's such great voices.
Mm-hmm.
it's hard to say which who it's going to be. And who America's
she's a little too nice. What do you think?
You guys pick who
yeah.
the winner is. So.
I don't think she's really this nice.
That's the problem.
Really?
Do you think she's really that nice?
I think she is.
I think so.
My wife has been watching the show that her and Mark Anthony have on the Spanish channel, Univision or whatever it is, where they go to different South American countries and try and get new talent and bring them back and have a show. And apparently that's the show that's going to end up being on Fox. And she's very nice in that, too. She can't be mean. She's really just kind of like, oh, you guys are very good, the whole thing. So I guess that's where
Maybe
she is.
She's very nice, I know. Yeah. Maybe I'm being mean.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Catty girl.
I know.
All right, it's 28 past the hour and good day.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Day program. It's Thursday, the 23rd. Time for our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Jennifer's ready. Roberta's ready. Richie's ready. And are you ready? Here's the question. The lady's name is Sandra Coast. She's in the Army. What's so unusual about that or her? 800-510-8255. Sandra Coast, C-O-A-S-T, is in the news today. She's in the Army. It's no big deal that women are in the Army these days, is it?
No, there was a whole big discussion of that at the debate last night. Not a surprise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, wow. So then what's the discussion about her? Richie's just figured it out. If you figure it out and you call us now for 20 before the hour, we'll give you a swell prize. We'll put you on the air. We'll talk about Sandra Coast. Why is she what does Valerie call her? A talkable topic.
Talkable topic.
I didn't know that this was possible. What
I didn't
did.
Either.
I know. It's cool, isn't it?
No, I think that's part of the story. I don't think any of us thought what she did was possible.
But
so,
it's awesome.
What is her story? 800-510-8255. Speaking of stories, it's time now for the lovely Queen of Cheap to drop on us. Some amazing, just beyond, over the top, beyond.
Not gonna believe it.
Awesome, you are not gonna believe it.
Not gonna believe it. See, they're all impressed. Let's start off with Baja Fresh. If you like their stuff, you can get a free Baja Fresh taco and a free birthday burrito, too, if it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. And we have the coupon for you at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStefan.com. Restaurant.com, oh, how I love them. $25 gift certificate. They're down to $2 now. You need the promo code MEMORIES. When they go down to $2, and every once in a while they go down to $1, but that's kind of rare. But $2, they do it about once a month. That's when I stock up at restaurant.com. So head over there. Lowe's Build and Grow Clinic, free this Saturday. They can make a rumbling race car from 10 to 11 a.m. So
those
check out your local Lowe's.
Yes, a rumbling race car? What's that?
A rumbling race car. It's just like a race car
that rumbles.
They have these little projects that your kids can do easily where it's glue and nails and you put some pieces of wood. It's like a little kit car and the kids put it together with glue and nails and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, for kids that are, you know, overwhelmed by the video age, it's a great way for them to use their hands and build something.
So and you get badges every time you complete a project. You
badges.
Get a badge.
Badges. You don't need no stinking badges.
Badges. You know, Dr. Seuss, the Lorax movie is coming out next weekend, but this weekend you can go over to Target and they're having a free reading of the Lorax from 9 to 11 a.m. And the kids also get free goodie bags, too. So that's a great way for them to, before you see the movie, to read the book. And Procter & Gamble, you can get a $15 rebate check when you buy $50 worth of stuff, which isn't hard to do because they're all of the brands, Olay, CoverGirl, Secret, Clairol, Herbal Essence, Head & Shoulders, Pantene, those are all Procter & Gamble, even Crest 3D White. So you stock up and then you get $15 back. And another way to save money, too, when you're buying health and beauty products is to go to a website called Vitacost.com. They've got your health and beauty products, your better household essentials, your vitamins, your supplements, your natural and organic foods, and they have them all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door free. It's the best of both worlds. You get lower prices. You get free shipping. It's called Mominomics, Mom Plus Economics, and it's all at Vitacost.com, so check it out.
Along with all the other things in the Queen of Cheap Box, lots of things that are good today, were good last week, are still there last month. A lot of things you can trail back and find ways still to save a lot of good coupons there as well. Plus, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has a blog today. You can follow all of the things. We have threads of his stuff. Instead of posting them on Twitter or Facebook, we just post them on the site. And today, if you're interested in salt, where is it? You didn't know how much food in the supermarket had salt in it. It's in everything. It's even an ice cream.
It's
salt.
It's
oh,
like that's sugar.
Right.
Yes.
Of course it's an ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's everywhere. I had a hemp burger last night, Richie.
What?
Hemp burger?
Did you smoke
yeah.
or eat it?
How was it?
Burger. Did you get the munchies afterwards?
Yeah.
No, I mixed it with some pesto. I had came home last night. It was about 20 minutes of 8 or something. And I had my friend Sarah, who runs the EECP clinic, she's been talking me into several things because we both have the same feeling about meat. And so there is this new outfit that does hemp burgers. Hemp is one of the
best things. So it's made from hemp.
Made from hemp.
So you're eating pot burgers.
I'm eating, well, that's the simplistic way of looking at it because it is the basic derivative, but it isn't. There's a lot of stuff, hemp oil now, which people cook. See, this is how silly this is. I knew that this would quickly melt into a stupid conversation.
This is like the best burger I've ever had, dude.
And it's like not even a burger.
Charlotte, stop staring at me, man.
I gave Charlotte a little of it. She's doing fine.
Charlotte was going, Doug, stop staring at
me,
man.
Stop staring at me. I have to poop.
What's this cord around my neck, dude?
You guys finished now?
No, I can go all day with you.
Very good. 800. So sorry I brought that up.
This is too much fun.
800-510-8255. Grace, listening in Vero Beach to WTTV. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Grace, have you ever had
Do you support Doug's pot consumption?
I never had a hemp burger.
Never had a hemp burger.
You might want to red buttons.
Maybe I'm missing something.
See, Grace, a lot of people think that I'm a strange dude. Do you think I'm a strange dude or not?
No, I don't.
No, see?
No, I don't.
Okay, okay. Thank you. All right, so, cuckoo. Tell us, Grace, about Sandra Coast. What's her story?
She's in the service. She joined the service.
And so, no, a lot of women have joined the service. What's the deal with her?
51 years old.
There it is.
Yes.
Good job.
51 years old. So when you heard this, Grace, what did you think?
If she can do the job, it's okay by me.
Yeah.
I did a little research, and I found out why she was able to join at the age of 51.
We have the story, by the way, Richie, at DougStephan.com, if people want to check it out. But, yeah, tell the story about why.
If you read deep down, from 1982 to 1993, she was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And because of her previous service, it allowed her to enlist in the Army.
Well, she also brought her son, Jeff, into the Marine Corps recruiter, and she started looking around and said, wait a minute, look at all this stuff. I could still be doing this.
Yeah, and she just had this great desire to serve, and she went and talked to the recruiter, and they told her, well, you need to lose 30 pounds before we even talk to you. So she went out and lost 30 pounds. Since she stopped eating ice cream and watching TV every night and started
eating
exercising, going to bed, and eating hemp burgers.
Didn't need any more hemp burgers.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and she also, Richie, was a paralegal. After she got trained in the Navy as a paralegal.
Well, that was the thing. She said, I do the same thing day after day, and I just can't see myself doing that for the rest of my life, and that's why I wanted to go do something different.
So now she's carrying an M16.
Yep.
And some pictures of her. Yeah, you can't really make out what she really looks like. She's because she's all duded up in her fatigues and stuff. She never used a gun before when she was in the Navy.
Well,
never
in the Navy, she said they gave us a gun to carry during basic training, but we never shot it.
Yeah.
In the Army, right. We're shooting 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so that's her story. It's a good story. It's kind of a neat story,
right.
And one which we can all sort of get around. As a matter of fact, what this story does is bring us back around. I don't know if this is a tired debate, but certainly we have these people who still don't think women ought to be in the service, never mind involved in combat. This woman is now a sergeant, and she's prepared to go to war as a combat veteran.
Wow.
So is there, in your mind, Grace,
yeah.
Do you or do you know anybody in your circle of friends who, as a woman going into the service, expected to or then, in fact, got put into a theater of war?
No, I didn't. I don't.
No.
I don't know anybody.
What do you think about women in uniform being actually on the front lines?
I personally believe that they should be the support for the services, but I can't see them being really... there's no reason, but there is a reason. I just can't see it.
Okay. All right. So the debate over women in combat, how do you feel about it? 800-510-8255. Grace, you did an outstanding job. Hold on a second. We'll find something nice. Girl Scout cookies or some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Or maybe even a trip to Smuggler's Notch if you want. What'd you say, Richie?
I'm not sure, but I think the cookies are gone.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, 805. Bob K in charge of them, and he ate them all.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Perfect. I didn't get any of them. 800-510-825. What do we have, about 100 boxes of them or something? We had a lot of boxes. I know.
I have to check.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents worth on women in the military in combat, you're welcome to do that. Jennifer is going to enthrall us with a lot of information from the world of television in a few minutes, including a new judge for the X Factor, right?
Well, possibly, yes.
I think she's going to do it. She wants to do it.
And she drives me crazy.
Okay. Correct.
And she probably eats hamburgers.
I bet she does, Richie.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's
how she keeps those beautiful,
svelte
looks. She has nice abs. Have you ever noticed?
She does.
I reached for the button on that one.
What, abs?
He said she has nice abs.
Started with an A, so Rich got nervous.
Did you click that off?
No, I didn't.
No.
I was reaching for it, though, before the buh came out.
All right. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, beside the story of Sandra Coast, you can get that at DougSteffen.com. The video of Mike Myers giving Kevin Klein some Oscar...
It's really funny.
...etiquette tips is really pretty funny.
Mike Myers is so funny.
And the Academy Awards are this Sunday. Maybe Jennifer got some news on that.
We'll have our big preview tomorrow.
You have to go see Mike Myers in this new character that he's developed to train Kevin Klein's etiquette about his Oscar, how to hold his Oscar, how to care for his Oscar.
Yeah.
But the comb-over that he has is hysterical.
Mike Myers... is the focus of our video of the day today, preparation for the Oscars on Sunday. We have Jennifer with the television checkup in a moment here on Good Day.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does, too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com, and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of U.S. UK and Canada. Contact. And 29-12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What do we want?
We want.
When do we want them?
Now.
How do we want them?
With 20% off.
Where do we want it?
At Ace.
Let's go.
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All right, let's take one call before we get to Jennifer on Women in Combat. Wade is in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Hi, Wade.
Hey.
So your thoughts?
Go ahead.
No, I want to know what your thoughts are on, we were talking about Sandra Coast, 51 years old. She's now completed basic training, and she's ready to go into the field of battle. Is it appropriate for a 51-year-old woman to be ready for combat?
For me, it's not a question of whether or not she's able to do the job, because I do think that there are women out there that can do the job. There are very few jobs that there's no such thing as a job that a woman, that there's no woman that can do.
Yeah.
But there is such a thing in combat where it is a distractor sometimes. And if
because
you have a woman that used, for example, used to be, elderly and especially a female, then it's a distractor in combat. And we have seen that in combat when a woman gets hurt, soldiers will attend to that women before they make sure security is developed.
So that's the reason. I can understand that being a concern, although I'm not interested in the sex side of it, but I am understanding of what you're saying, because they're going to be more likely to attend to a woman than they are one of their friends, and maybe that's human nature. So that may be a little distressing. Okay, that's a point that's been made, but you did a good job. Thank you.
When they should be worried about security, they worry about the wrong thing,
okay,
which is something that is a good thing, I guess, on one hand, but it could be detrimental to the situation for everybody else.
Got it. Thank you. All right, Jen, what do we have here on the big news from the X Factor focus?
Well, yeah, X Factor. Rumors are swirling always about who the next judge is. We just last heard Janet Jackson could be the judge. Now Britney Spears has thrown her proverbial hat in the ring. Yeah. A source close to Britney says that she has a big interest in joining Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid at the judges' table. And she said that she's willing to negotiate, do anything, because she really wants that job.
What's that job worth? $10 million?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Mm-hmm. $10-12 million.
Yep, and then also,
I got an idea. Let's bring Whitney Houston back for that job.
Oh, she was supposed to get it.
Yeah. Where'd you
say? Conan O'Brien. Good news for him. He's signed a contract. He'll be on TBS through April 2014.
How much?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But a lot. I don't know.
A lot. Not as much as I've been.
$100.
Jay gets
it.
Yeah.
$29.99. Three easy payments.
51 past the hour.
And you get a Ginsu knife.
Yeah.
And
now you're out of sight.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Reality. This is Reality Radio, Richie's. Right about that alliteration. Richie's Reality Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the
somewhere in my mind, this reality lives.
Yes, right, somewhere. We're going to hear from Rebecca, Richie. Real Radio will offer Rebecca. Actually, Rebecca has written a question to be answered by the one and only Tom Kreitler. I did this the other day. I went to Google and I searched Tom Kreitler.
Uh-oh,
first
what'd you
thing
find?
That came up was a turtle, and then after I beyond that, oh, there's Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Radio program. Tom Kreitler has some advice for you if you have problems in your master bedroom. Tom
I
is
can't
here.
Help you.
He's going to fix that right up for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Is that... What is that again, Rich? Can you repeat that for me?
It's something about income at home.
Home.com. Something like that.
That's
all right,
right.
Tom. The way to make income at home, if you don't have a job at home, is to save money by fixing your home yourself. And that's the premise of the Money Pit radio program. The website, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti host this program every weekend around the country. So he comes to offer tips to you, offering information. Here's a lady named Rebecca who is getting cracks over the door frame in her master bedroom. And apparently, it's not just a problem there. See, I would have gotten through that with a straight face if Roberta hadn't chimed in.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, stop hitting the walls.
Well, yeah, she says not just a master bedroom, but also another bedroom.
So right. And so she called for a handyman.
Right.
Yeah. Fix this problem.
All right. I see where this is going.
How can we fix this, Tom?
The thing is that when you get cracks over door frames and also over windows, by the way.
Yeah, mirrors, you're better than going to take them down.
Those are the weakest parts of the wall.
Yes.
Because that's where the wall's cut apart.
Hey, you know what? You want to just go to the next question? You're not going to know. There's nothing about this that's going to turn out well. We can just keep moving if you want. I know.
The bottom line is this. Let me just take it away from the crack over the door. There could be a crack in the ceiling. There could be a crack where two walls or ceilings come together. When these guys come in, they just try to spackle them.
Yes.
That's not going to do it, because as the house expands and contracts, the crack will reform. The solution here for a crack in the wall, no matter where it is to sand it down, to tape it with the drywall tape. Now, you have the paper tape that's sort of solid, and you have this perforated tape that looks sort of sticky back, that looks like netting. That's the easiest thing for the average person to use. You don't need as much skill handling drywall and spackle and that sort of thing. So you put that perforated tape down. You put 1, 2, 3 very thin coats of spackle on top of that, sand, prime, paint, and you're done. And if you put the tape across the crack like that, it won't open up again.
Really?
See, I saved that.
He's a genius, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not what you were great.
Here's a Sharon who writes, I'm putting in a new wood floor. I'm sorry, a new floor in my dining room and kitchen. I would like your opinion on using hardwood floors versus laminate floors. I know love laminate.
Yeah, solid hardwood would be a mistake in the kitchen because, look, let's face it, eventually you're going to spill something on it, and you might spill a lot of something on it, and that's going to cause it to swell, and it's extremely unforgiving when that happens. So I'd say your choices are not hardwood, but engineered hardwood, which is made up of layers of hardwood. It's put together in opposing layers, kind of like plywood, but it's all good quality hardwood. And the finishes on these are all factory applied. If you buy a really durable finish, one that's almost commercial grade, it's going to stand up the best. So if you want to use wood, I would use engineered hardwood. That said, laminate is a fine choice, and laminate can look like hardwood. It's really made so well today that they can have the grain in it. And you can even get laminate that looks like tile, looks like stone. You know, Doug, I've got laminate down in my kitchen, and I put it down about 10 years ago, and it still looks pretty good. I got to say, as a flooring material, very durable.
Yeah, I have it too. It is durable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool considering that you live in a tent.
That's true.
It's Tom Kreitler. Check out MoneyPit.com through DougStefan.com, 59 past the hour. Introduce.